Matty Logue, if you're going to look at it from the perspective of what it is, and it's one of the greatest Australian sporting stories ever told. It was told in three acts. We had the fairy tale first season where they surprised everybody. They, again, you just remember the fact that the Perth Wildcats had to completely fall apart with their 9-game homestand at the end. And here we go again. I'm sorry, Perth, but here you go again. They lose, was it 2 out of 9 that they
won?
Don't
really endearing yourself to them. You really are.
Oh, they love me. They love me over there. West Coast Eagles. They had to lose 2 games in the last weekend just for Tasmania to make it in. And by the way, Tasmania had to beat Melbourne United, who finished the number one seed. All of that happened. Then they get to the grand final after coming from a game down against Melbourne in the semi-final series. They get to the grand final, but they just run into the Sydney Kings juggernaut. Then the second act, they get back to the semi-finals, but they just can't get over that hump against the Breakers. Then you get the third act, where here's Perth again. They have to go to Perth in a game 3 after having to go through the play-in just to get to the playoffs. They go to Perth. They win it there. Jack McVay pulls off the greatest shot in Tasmanian basketball history. They have the letdown of game 4 where they basically have the balloons in the rafters ready to celebrate. And you think, oh, well, Melbourne's just won the title. They come to Melbourne and they pull it off on their home floor again. Now the question is, you've had the third act, you've lifted the trophy, the credits have rolled, now what? How do you possibly follow that up?
Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can, to be honest. Like, it's, you know, you win the title again, but look, I've got, you know, question marks whether they, you know, they can do that. I think, you know, Jack McVay's, you know, departure is significant. And while, you know, I've still got an enormous faith in Scott Roth as a coach, I think he's phenomenal, and he's proven that. And you look at the side, you know, the Crawford and Doyle, you know, Drimmy, Dang, Magnay, like their bench, you know, Steidl still there, McDonald, like it's a strong, strong side, but I'm just not sure. And it's a bit like Cairns, I say this, that, you know, when we underestimate and they prove us wrong, Tassie, you've done that countless times as well. And I feel like that's their DNA, that's the way that they play. But I just feel like the likes of Melbourne and Perth and Sydney have got them covered this year. I just think it may be a bridge too far, but geez, in terms of success, like, it's right up there. And I know what it's like, Julian, to have people trying to come after you, like your friends over west. And I remember saying that, you know, the Tasmania story is success of, you know, grand final, loss in a grand final, semi-final, premiers, was in that 3-year span, arguably better than the Melbourne Storm's 3-year span. And then I had all the league fans go after me on Twitter. They went absolutely off their bananas. What about the Melbourne Storm?
The Melbourne Storm have been underdogs since 1999. Give me a spell.
Give me a spell, exactly. I think they spoke about the Storm in a stretch of their entirety as they're the most successful set-up franchise, and it's hard to dispute. But at the same time, geez, what Tassie have been able to do in 3 years is just remarkable. And as I said, last year, and as we saw, that was capped off by the way that they won against United. I was left speechless after that game, and I just thought what that did to put basketball on the map in Tasmania, but, you know, basketball now on the map globally, because they're off to play in this this series against other teams, the champions from other nations. I just think for NBL 25, I've just got my concerns that, and they might prove me wrong, my concerns that they can back it up again and get to another decider.
Andy McQuay, before you start on that, I've got to go back. Melbourne Storm as underdogs, that hasn't been a case since Y2K. Come on.
it was the claim that the Melbourne Storm were, I said that in that 3-year span, the Tasmania Jack Jumpers were the most successful, it's the most successful start for a new franchise. And then people went, oh, what about the Melbourne Storm? And I said, I'm not talking over the 15-year span of the Melbourne Storm. I'm talking over that 3 years. The Melbourne Storm, they won a premiership, and then they made the semis, but they didn't make another grand final. The Tasmania Jack Jumpers did. And that's why I stick to my claim, despite the Twitter pitchfork followers.
You're 100% right, Matty Leg. And by the way, that third year, they completely fell away and didn't come back again until 2005, 2006. So the Tasmania Jack Jumpers story clears that with some ease, I think, that three-year story. So, Matt Leg, you're 100% right. Everyone else is wrong. Matty McQuaid.
I love it. Yeah, look, it's interesting. I look at this team. Look, yeah, I mean, echo everything Matt said. An incredible story in Australian sports history, one that will be talked about for a very, very long time. Grand finalists, we thought it was amazing enough to be grand finalists in their debut campaign. They were such a fairy tale. Everybody's talking about them. Jack Riewoldt's wearing their jersey in Melbourne, and everybody's favorite team. Even if you didn't follow basketball, you knew who this team was, even with that funny name, which turned out to be just a genius choice in the end. But what the hell is a Jack Jumper? And then we all found out what it was. But the song, you know, which got in my head a little bit, and I heard it way too many times when I was down there for game two of the grand final series with the Kings. But, you know, it's been an extraordinary story, but I do wonder, there is such a – look, coaches and players will swear black and blue this isn't the case, but I don't buy it. I buy that there is such a thing as a championship hangover. I'm a Collingwood supporter, man. And I can tell you that there is such a thing because I saw it this year. And I'm just wondering, they've now become the hunted, not the hunter. I know it's about to defend the island and, you know, and all of that, and that will continue to go. But there is something almost magical about last season. There's been something magical about this team since day one. And I just wonder, now that they've reached the summit, at such an early stage, whether that the motivation it took to get there and the sacrifices it took to get there are going to result in a season that they will still be successful, but is it enough to win a championship? Is it enough to go back-to-back? Particularly because you've lost your absolute heart and soul, you know, in Jack McVay. And look, it's a different sport, but I'd equate it to Richmond losing, you know, Jack Riewoldt, Trent Cotchin, and Dustin Martin, which they can't, and it's a completely different team, right? Now, it's going to be different, but it's those, what I'm talking about is those guys who were just so fundamental to a club's success. That's what Jack McVay was, on and off the floor. Just an outstanding individual in every way, shape, or form, thoroughly deserves his opportunity at the NBA, but he is going to be a gigantic loss. And really someone that's irreplaceable. Now, they've still got a very talented lineup. They've brought in an import in Craig Sword, who's got a reputation for being an absolute defensive fiend. He's going to need to be, because I think they're a little light on up front. Will Magne has been terrific, obviously made the Olympic team, which was great. He's got to stay injury-free. If he doesn't, then they're in serious trouble. And then obviously Jordan Crawford, who was a little bit up and down earlier on, but really came on in the latter stages of last season. Milton Doyle, who I absolutely love, is just a great ball player. And, you know, he will be, you know, really important to this team. He's probably going to have to pick up quite a bit of scoring slack that has been lost with McVay's departure. Sean McDonald is developing into one of the best backup point guards in the league and probably will be a starting point guard sooner rather than later. They've still got all the great experience in the likes of Anthony Drimmick and, you know, Majuk Deng and Fabian Krizlovic, another one who is a terrific, you know, glue guy, you know, unfashionable, but just does everything right. And that's why he gets a lot of minutes. And then Gorgia Gak, I like as a nice little signing. And Ruben Tarangi, I still think, has a little bit to offer and could be a little bit revitalized down there. You know, it's an amazing scene down in Hobart and indeed right across Tasmania, whether it be Launceston, whether it be Devonport, whatever. They all love the Jack Jumpers down there. It's just a fabulous scene. It's probably the main reason why the AFL, you know, needed to get the Devils in there, because they've seen, you know, the impact that the Jack Jumpers have had. And I love that it's a basketball team that did that, as a lover of the NBL. So are they championship contenders? I don't think so. Now, they've got arguably the best coach in the league in Scott Roth for the last 3 years. He's been nothing short of magnificent. Scott Roth, the Premier of Tasmania, I say. But and what he's done is just extraordinary for a team that, you know, I remember when, like, the first year, and, you know, we were doing this same show and thinking, gee, you know, they've signed these guys like Bairstow and Krizlovich, and they've had to sign the, you know, Steindl, and are they going to move the needle all that much? Well, you know, they very nearly won the whole damn thing. You know, they were part of a team that nearly won everything. So, and then, you know, 2 years later, here we are, and we're talking about them as the defending champions. So, but I do think that it's going to be a lot harder for them to have that same energy, to have that same emotion, to have that same want and desire. I mean, they still will want to defend the island, and Roth will have them frothing at the mouth to get out there and play hard. But when it absolutely comes down to it, you know, losing a Jack McVeigh, I think, makes this a bridge too far for this version of the Jack Jumpers, who nonetheless are going to cause a lot of problems for a lot of teams and will be challenging, you know, certainly for a top four position.
Scott Roth, we trust. What can you say about the Jack Jumpers at this point? Yeah, on paper, you think, look, they're going to be a very good team, but they're not going to be at the elite level. But we've said that about them the whole way through, and here we are. So I'm going to refrain from writing them off at all. As long as Scott Roth is there, they can be absolutely anything that they want to be. And they've got one of the best home barns in the whole competition, if not the best home barn in the competition.
Yep. It is the caveat. Scott Roth's the ultimate caveat, isn't it? It's to say, yeah, but you've got Scott Roth. But yeah, I just feel like, you know, it was such an emotional thing. And that championship series was something to behold. And we've already talked about it last week. Julian is one of the greatest of all time. And it even though it's a new season and they've got some new players, there's still a lot of guys who went through that on that roster. And it's, you know, it's hard. Look, it's really tough to go back-to-back in the league. You know, very few teams have done it over the years, if they can. I mean, it'd be one of the most extraordinary coaching jobs. He's already done an extraordinary coaching job, but it'd just add to the legacy, really.